Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. The Lord God, our righteousness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Hallelujah. Oh, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hear, Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone, oh hallelujah, which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Abba Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. And we shall be saved. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Good morning to you. Oh, hallelujah. First and foremost, I must always give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And as always, I thank God for you this morning. The few of you that have tuned in this morning and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. For the Bible tells us that many are called, but a few are chosen. He also lets us know that many shall seek to enter into this rest, but only a few shall find it. All praise be to his holy name. What an awesome God we serve. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. Wonderful time to be hid in Christ. Although the enemy is setting out to do as much evil, but the Lord God Almighty, he keep doing us much good. Keep keeping us, keep holding us, keep lifting us up when we fall. Directing all in our steps and directing our way. Oh, praise be to his holy name. I love my job, as you all know. And as usual, today's teaching, the Holy Spirit would make an attempt once again, as always, to open your eyes that you can see and hear this glorious gospel of the kingdom. His attempt is to bring you to the mountaintop of faith, that you can see the glorious coming of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. And if you have your Bibles, turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 22. You can follow along, but if you don't have your Bible, just follow along. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Genesis chapter 22, it says, verse 1, and it came to pass that after these things, that God did tempt Abraham and say unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham arose early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. And then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young men, abide here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and the lad and laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand and the knife, and went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together and came to the place which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there, laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took his knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, since thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and it's not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We find in this teaching that the Holy Spirit has laid for us to understand that here was a man, no doubt was a man of great faith. His faith was truly confirmed in this passage. Well, he is a man that his only son, he had been told by God to offer him as a sacrifice. No doubt Abraham was a Bible reader. No doubt Abraham, when he heard the voice of God, he believed that which he had heard. And no doubt at that time, Abraham was also thinking about Genesis 17 chapter in the 19th verse, where God had shared with Abraham that Sarah, his wife, would bear him a son indeed, and his name would be called Isaac. And the Lord God said that he would establish a covenant with him, an everlasting covenant, and he also told him with his seed and after him. Well, you see, Abraham knew that this is the voice of the Lord speaking with his seed after him, then something had to take place. He knew that this very God, whom had all power in his hand, it was certain that although Isaac would die, he would live again. Oh, hallelujah. Abraham was sure that this would take place, because the Bible tells us that Abraham believed God. Oh, hallelujah. And it was counted as righteousness for him. You see, the Bible tells us clearly that when God says something, we to just do it. Or even Jesus' mother preached her message. And in that message, that word was hid. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. The Bible also tells us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, oh hallelujah, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch, oh, hallelujah, was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, nor being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, that by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith. Oh, hallelujah. Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obey. And he went out, not knowing whether he went, but by faith he sojourned in the land of promise and in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, who build and make is God. The Bible tells us through faith. Also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised it. And all of these died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen it afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. But now they desire a country that is a heavenly place. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared a city. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible tells us by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed forth the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Oh, good God Almighty, thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. The Bible tells us that through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest that he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, passing through the Red Sea and by dry land, which the Egyptians ascended tried to do, were drowned. The Bible tells us by faith.